of this program. The radio and emergency news bulletin. Repeat, this is an emergency bulletin. Keep your radio turned on.
This is the One of Our Student Ministries podcast, coming to you from Dallas, Texas.
For videos, messages, and more,
find us online
all the time at
oneofourstudents.com.
Hey!
Awesome! New intro!
Awesome!
I'm glad I could get that done for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is the OneofOurStudentMinistries podcast.
That is very cool.
All right.
Very cool.
This is... Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say this. I think that proves that I could have been a radio DJ. Because this is the Watermark Student Ministry Podcast.
You could do that.
That's true.
But you didn't do it, Bron.
I didn't because the children's...
The children.
Calling my name.
What?
The children.
All right. This is Watermark Student Ministry Podcast, episode 29. Today, we're going to bring back a game that we've made up called A Baby Saved is a Baby Earned. We're also going to debate over some more issues that matter, and we'll have another letter for Dear Watermark Student Ministries, and then we'll also see what's going on in junior high and high school. But first...
Hey, Bo, you know what? I know this was episode 29, but it seems like 26.
Why?
I have the same feeling.
You know, because like when you... I remember one of them was like, it's like 13. You were only halfway into it. So I only gave that half. And then Mike messed up one of them. I remember one time, so he took one of those away. And then there was a quarter of one that David, I thought, wasn't very good.
What
so you do the math, and it comes out to 26.
I got that.
Episode 28, Bron.
I got that.
It just is, plain and simple.
Same
and that's how
feeling.
Many years old I am, so this is my birthday episode.
I thought it was 29.
It's 29, David.
29.
It's actually
it's 29.
Good thought, David.
He's
what
sick after
happening?
Pine Cove.
I'm
not
like
sick
after
Pine Cove.
I feel like we have mass chaos here today, people.
All right, well, let's go around and introduce everybody. My name is Bodie. I am the program coordinator here at Watermark. And to my right is Mike Shelton.
Let me guess, Mike.
Shelton. Hello, friend.
Mike Shelton, the director.
I'm the high school director.
There's stuff on your windshield.
Mike.
No.
Mike, you're the director.
Why did you guess that? I actually had to give somebody a beat down in my house last night.
Oh. I'm interested to hear about that because you have a two-year-old little girl. And then you have a little other girl,
like,
and then you have a wife. So you beat
you
down
don't
a
know
girl.
How old his little women. Other girl is?
She's like 8 months.
6 month year old, as Bron would say.
Yeah, 6 month old.
You said year
six
old.
6 month
all right,
year old.
Bron is the director of student ministries.
He's
thank
our
you, buddy.
Boss.
Hey, let me just say again. Get your cell phones on lockdown.
That's
you
it?
Didn't say that again. You said yeah. it last week.
It's best to feel like episode 26.
Stupid.
All right, Melissa Miller is women's staff.
Let me guess. I think I might be crazy.
No, I talked about that last week, about my crush on Tony. My gosh, it's only been a week, Bron. How could you forget so soon?
Sorry.
This is Melissa. I'm the women's staff for Student Ministries, and I got nothing.
All right. Now, Sarah Beth, let me guess. Dottie.
Sarah Beth is our...
Bron is on crack this morning.
So much interruption.
Not literally.
Administrative assistant.
Yeah, we're just trying
I'm
to get around and introduce
to student
everybody.
Ministries, and all I have to say is anything David can do, I can do better.
Yeah!
I can do anything better than him.
You know how
what?
Good?
Nice.
That's so good.
Y'all should do a commercial.
I so believe
that's
and I
true.
Did it myself.
You did it yourself without Jamie and Jake. Okay.
I didn't even consult
this one's so
him
good
on
that
it.
We're just going to go right to it before we even introduce David.
Yeah.
Sarah Beth.
Wow.
That's true. Yesterday we got back from the Pine Cove retreat, and David likes to entertain everyone with his gymnast and just being crazy skills. So he decided to climb up two poles and then challenge to see if any girl could do it, because he didn't know. He was thinking a girl probably couldn't do it.
Sarah
and he was like, could guys really be as, you know, do anything a girl can do? Or, I mean, the opposite. And so his sweet sister decided to start volunteering me, and I actually got people to chant for me to do it, and
nice.
So people were really behind me, and I did do it.
She dogged
and better
you.
Right, that's true, Sarah Beth. And let me just
Beth.
Tell you guys the rest of the story. I started the chant.
Hey, this is David Pinkham.
I helped Sarah Beth up on the deal, and I spotted her because she was so scared and afraid to
do it. You know what that reminds me of, David? Behind every girl staff is a great director like you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Everything I would like to be.
Wow. All right, this is David Pinyol, director of Junior High Ministries.
Bodie, since this podcast started, I have been severely tempted to steal from a girl named Angel.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Severely tempted.
Weird.
There are some great ones, but it's going to be hard to choose.
No, let's just see if we can get through all of them because they're all very interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're good.
Except, but Mike, because Ron, yours is a repeat, so if yours is very interesting, I would have done it last
Put
week.
Put your cell phones on lock.
But, yeah, let's go ahead and get that one out of the way, Ron.
Thank you. Okay, last week I'm at the marriage conference, and I get an email text that says, or text, not email text.
Email text.
I'm sorry, I'm so technically savvy.
Wow.
You're about everybody. Said, I've done something. He goes, I just really made a really big mistake.
Uh-oh.
From Carter Tamlin. So I leave. I get out of the conference, and I go call him. I say, Carter, love to talk to you, all this kind of stuff. Turns out Patrick Todd got his phone and was texting everybody.
Yes.
So watch your cell phones because Pete Todd will embarrass you with hundreds of people on text.
That's hilarious.
Nice.
Should have chosen last week.
Good move, Patrick.
Oh, darn it. All right, Mike Shelton. Who did you beat down?
Do what? Okay, last night I'm getting ready to go to bed. I am stripped down in my boxers, ready to get in bed.
Whoa!
I'm ready to go to sleep, and my wife comes running into the room, and she said, "Mike, there is something in the pizza box, in the trash can, in the garage. You need to go in there and kill it."
No.
And I was like, "Babe, I'm tired. It's late. I'm going to bed." And she was like, "Mike, there is something alive inside the garbage can."
Yeah,
in the
it's a possum,
box,
David.
And
hairs,
you need to kill it.
The hairs on the back of my neck are standing up.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. So I was like, I start to head into the garage and I open the door and I hear the noise, like right when I open the door.
Uh-oh.
And I stop and I start to think. See, I'm ministry minded. I start to think student ministry video. And
oh
we stop, and my wife gets the video camera, and I'm like, "You're going to videotape me." And she's like, "You're in your boxers." So I put a t-shirt on.
Wait, just so, a t-shirt?
There you go. It's a long t-shirt. That looks good.
It's a long t-shirt, so it looks like I have no pants on.
It's a night shirt that goes down to his knees.
Oh,
it's a longer shirt. So and I put a pair of Crocs on, too. So,
and he put a stocking cap
no
on.
No pants and Crocs.
So I'm like,
and
I
his
need
funny
a
glasses.
Weapon.
Every
I
good student ministry video starts with no pants and Crocs and a t-shirt.
We're all getting fired.
And a weapon. And I can't find my golf bag because I'm like, I'll get my like a driver out and I'll beat this thing to death. And I can't find that. So I find the next best thing. And I get my golf umbrella, which is like really long
umbrella,
and pointy on the end. So,
I hate that song.
So I grab the pizza box, throw it, and I still hear this movement in the pizza box.
Oh.
I open it, and I just start wailing at whatever's in the pizza box. I stop. It is like a roach bigger than anything I've ever seen. Like, bigger than my hand. And I killed it.
It was just
been eating like leftover pizza.
It had four pieces of deep dish by the time you got
it. It was disgusting. It was like the size of a possum.
They're big down here.
The size of a possum.
I learned that, right?
Right.
Good story, Mike.
Thanks.
Wow.
Good story.
I was hoping it was going to be a rat. That would have been better.
I was too.
I feel like,
when I
feel like
it,
that
I
story
like,
has earned.
Good job, Mike.
Fake applause.
Is that all the listeners out there?
Yeah, fake applause.
All right, and David, real quick, I don't even remember what you said.
So I open up iTunes. I open up iTunes on this computer. I said I've been tempted to steal from a girl named Angel.
Okay.
I open it up and I click on the store, and whoever was here last, I guess On Your Mark forgot to shut down the computer. And it's still signed in to someone named Angel41203.
You're an angel waiting for wings.
All I have to do is I could buy whatever music I want, and it'll get
you're
charged.
You're an angel waiting for wings.
That's Leisha.
Oh, sorry.
But
no, it's Emily.
It's Emily.
Yeah, it's Emily.
Oh, it's Emily.
Yeah, don't.
But here's the thing.
You got your
Angel will get charged for whatever music I want to buy right now, and I can just copy it.
Would you get me a couple things while you're on there?
Yeah, but guess what?
You
tomorrow,
don't know how to use that
here's thing. What I was looking at that I might buy. Tomorrow, Tuesday, October 23rd,
this is, gonna be good.
Is the date that this moment, the long-awaited album from Stephen
you
Curtis
from
Chapman.
From this moment,
Stephen Curtis Chapman, new album comes out tomorrow, and I'm going to get it today because I pre-ordered it, and it's already been shipped on Friday,
Stephen
and I'm going to get it today.
52.
I'm going to get it today and listen to it all day.
I hope Jesus comes back. I hope Jesus comes back before that.
Then Stephen will sing it to me in heaven.
I don't know about that.
I think
if Jesus
so
comes
awesome.
Back, Stephen will do a one-on-one concert
hey,
with
Stephen
me.
Hey, Stephen Curtis, if you're listening, call in and make
right.
David's day.
No, we'll see. We'll see at the throne. He'll decide Stephen Curtis Chapman or Michael W. Smith, and Jesus will point to Michael W. Smith,
no.
and he'll
say,
above
"Well
the rest.
Done, good faithful servant."
It's all yours, God. Yours, God. Everything is yours. That's from the new album, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, well, before we move,
you are being loved.
Before we move on, are we going to do that?
You are being loved.
Counseling.
Are we going to do that that little competition with, like, we tried to get subscribers. We're losing subscribers.
Yes.
But we're gaining listeners.
Yes, we're gaining listeners. We had 166 in our
We had 178 people listen to the last podcast. But now we're down to only 73 people subscribe to the
but
podcast.
But I like listeners, not subscribers.
So that's potential that we had 250 listen?
No, because a subscription equals a listen.
Be quiet.
Oh, really? Okay,
way to ruin my dreams.
Actually, technically, the 73 people that have subscribed, that counts as 73 downloads. But we don't know if they actually listened to it. We just know they downloaded it. So really, we should take 168 minus 73. That's actual
but
listens.
Let's just tie them all together and say that we like subscribers, we like listeners. So if we get, we had the competition, 150 subscribers, you would shave your chest. 151 that Mike would shave his
subscribers,
head.
Not
okay.
listeners.
Okay, but we want to switch it to listeners and maybe what go to 200,
250.
No, stupid no. I want. Listen, Bodhi, you care more about listeners. I care more about subscribers because that ups our ranking in the iTunes music store.
I don't care.
I do care.
Listen, I talked to God the other night, and he said it doesn't matter. You can't take it with you.
That's right.
Okay?
He said,
I will be exalted.
He's preaching it.
Okay?
What
he
said was, he
it.
Dies with the most subscribers still dies. That's what he said.
No.
You know what he said?
He said, subscribe today, you're gone tomorrow.
He said the opinion of subscribers matters more than the opinion of God.
You know
what? That's what God said?
It's easier for a camel to get through the needle of an eye, hive a needle, than subscribers to get into
you
heaven.
You said needle of an eye.
I don't know. I jacked that one up really bad.
Oh, my gosh. What
so
is happening on this
off
episode?
Today.
We are stinking it up.
Let's wrap it up. Let's
I just
what's
wanted, to, I just wanted to do another I just wanted to get you guys
Prompt
to save.
In the zone.
All right. 200 listeners. I'm going to be upset if they don't get some shavage.
David.
I'm not doing it.
All right, here we go. Let's go back to the game called A Baby Shaved. A baby saved is a baby earned.
A baby shaved?
A baby shaved.
You are not shaving
earned.
My baby. He has the coolest hair in the world.
He does.
He does have
it's receding.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know.
Allie.
All right. What I've done in A Baby Saved is a baby earned, I've taken a list of old one-line sayings, and I've
That's
replaced...
easy for you to say.
Yeah, I replaced a key word in each saying with the word baby or babies, and so you guys have to come up with the word that is missing. We've done this before.
Talk to me.
A couple episodes ago.
I'll be keeping score today, buddy. We're going to play guys versus girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Whoa.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to say the saying, like I said, and it's
going
to
We get
happen.
It. We so, get it.
Great. All right. So there's no turns. You just shout it out.
Okay.
So girls, get it first.
Let's go see what's happening in junior high and senior high ministries. Wrap this thing up. Here we go.
All right, let's wrap it up.
let's go with it.
I'm going to jump over and...
Oh, we are just a little tense over
Use
there.
Use an umbrella.
All right, let's start.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. A baby in the rough.
Diamond.
Diamond.
All right, girls won.
Girls won.
All babies lead to Rome.
All roads.
Roads, I got it.
Guys. As nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking babies.
Bull in a china
cheers.
Shop.
Rocking chairs.
Guys got it.
Together.
It was bull in a china shop.
It's totally together.
A spoonful of sugar helps the baby go down.
Medicine go down.
Medicine.
Oh,
I heard guys again.
Medicine go down.
Guys are up 3-1.
Like the girls are going down right now.
The squeaky baby gets the grease.
Oil.
That's wheel.
Wheel. Guys got it. The squeaky oil gets the grease.
Squeaky oil, thank
gets
you,
the
Melissa.
Oil.
Wheel,
gets
oil,
the oil,
you know, whatever.
I knew exactly what you meant. Here we go. Don't cry over spilled baby
milk.
Guys.
Milk.
Guys.
Come on.
5-1.
That is like
Come
the
on.
Same time.
The same time.
I got
no.
Too mine slow. First. Too little, too late.
Totally mine.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine, whatever.
All right.
We just destroyed you on that one.
Fight baby with baby.
Fire with fire.
Fire with fire.
Guys got it.
Guys are up 6-1. Damn. Girls in the hole.
Curiosity killed the baby.
The cat.
Ooh. Wow.
We gave you that one because we felt sorry for
Good
you.
Good job, Sir Ben.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Give him a baby and he will take a mile.
Inch.
Ooh. Guys got it again.
The girl. She totally said that at the same time y'all did.
No, Sarah Beth.
Yeah, but you,
you
said
win.
The wrong word.
Y'all are cheating.
You win. Centimeters.
We're not going to play unless y'all don't quit cheating.
I said inch.
We'll have that tie.
Yeah, no tie. The guys
seven
got
two.
It.
7-2. 7-2, yeah.
So where are we at?
Getting all in my hair.
Okay. Barking up the wrong
moose.
Baby.
Tree.
Eight.
Guys got it again. Give him a baby. He can't refuse.
Deal. Ooh. Offer.
Make him an nice. Offer he can't refuse.
I'll tell you
guys,
what.
9-2. Wait,
listeners, just so you know, the girls right now, they look like they're just in a state of shock. Like,
that
why
would not be true.
Them?
It's not That's so much not shock.
I think they're going to come
That'd
back.
Be the wrong word.
All right, here we go.
Bodie, hey. I'm not crazy.
Melissa's not crazy.
I don't know about that.
I agree, Melissa.
Don't take any wooden babies.
Nickel.
Good job, but I'd say nickels.
Whatever.
Oh, it's plural.
Girls got 3, guys got 9.
She's looking at me. She's really mad.
She's
you got it right.
Oh, no. Are we getting the Melissa death stare?
Yes. Bring it on.
Oh, boy.
I got it.
What?
I got the death stare.
I know. That's why I'm playing her death music.
I know. I think I've got that a lot more times than we've ever played that music.
Well, sorry, Bodie.
You haven't.
Would it help if I played this?
They didn't get that.
No. Hey, watch Baby Never Boils.
Pot.
Sarah Beth.
Girls
totally
got that
Sarah
one.
Beth
Sarah Beth did get that one. All right.
Wait, what was that one?
I watched Pot Never Boils.
Oh.
Did you say Sweeten the Pot?
Are these getting harder? Some of them are pretty hard. Some of them are
easier. Girls right. have 4. Guys have 9.
If life gives you lemons, make babies.
Lemonade.
All right.
Who got it?
Girls.
Me.
Sarah Beth.
5.
I got that one before Sarah Beth. She knows it.
Oh, don't be all weird.
Don't be all weird about this,
she
David.
She's a pretty man.
Don't, no use beating a dead baby.
Horse.
What?
David got it.
10-5.
Don't count your babies before they
eggs.
Chickens.
Chickens.
Eggs. Chickens.
Eggs.
Chickens.
Don't count your chickens.
It's chickens.
Chickens. Eggs before the...
Guys will take 11.
Don't catch your... She said don't count that, your oil
now, Mike,
before they're green.
No, you fill in the word, not finish
that
the statement.
That was many right. words ago.
Idle babies are the devil's dog? Workshop.
Oh, I know that.
Hands.
Hands.
Oh, hands.
Correct. It is a baby eat baby world.
Dog
eat dog world.
Guys got it again. Behind every baby is a silver lining.
Cloud.
Cloud.
Guys. If the baby fits, wear it.
Shoe.
Shoe.
Guys.
15-5.
All right.
We've given up.
And you can play.
It's okay. We're done.
We're done.
Give them one by themselves where we can't get it.
Okay.
No,
don't say
no.
Guys.
Okay.
No, no.
If you can't,
we'll try our best.
If you can't stand the baby, get out of the kitchen.
Pete.
Oh,
Mike.
I'm in competition mode. I'm sorry, y'all. Is there a competition that y'all feel like you would win if you went up against us?
Here, how about debate? You guys can take it in debate.
I mean, obviously, you can't win that competition. Is there one that you guys would like to do that you could win at?
Quit playing that.
I think this would be a good time for the
division on the team right now.
Death stare, David.
When your father gets home, he's going to bust your tail.
There's so much going on right now.
All right, here we go.
That was a good game.
No, we're not done.
I think it's over.
Oh, we're not done?
Because they're feeling a little defeated.
We can't be done. Mike, finish these off for
Mike,
me. You impressed me. A day late and a baby
Why
short.
Can't we be done?
Dollar late.
A baby is worth 1,000 words.
Picture.
Great babies think alike.
Mine's.
Babies and fish stink after 3 days.
I have no idea. That's
Lemons?
Weird.
Possums.
It's
cow patties.
I've never heard that one.
It's company, baby, or company.
Diapers.
Company and fish stink after 3 days.
Oh my goodness!
All right.
Wait, was that one with the dollar right?
Yeah, you were on fire.
Hey, I can vouch that diapers would also fit.
So, did we win? Did the guys win?
Yeah, no. Guys.
I think the guys.
The
I think we got them barely on that.
All
one.
Right, we're moving on to issues that matter. Girls, you can take it back.
The guys win.
Because the princess of Watermark.
Girls, you can take this back and debate, okay? Debate.
Oh, yeah.
Debate your socks off.
Oh, that
well.
Always goes in our favor.
Debates are
always.
Favorite.
Well, it's hard to do, like, sewing on the air.
You know? Oh, yeah, it
sewing.
Is. It's hard to wash dishes on air.
Oh!
It's hard to iron shirts on air.
I
You're kidding. That is so
It's hard to spend way too much money on makeup.
Hey. Wow.
Did you guys ever see when there is... This was a while ago, but there's like this girl trying to get into a men's golf tournament. And like they were protesting, a whole bunch of guys were protesting this girl getting into this professional golf tournament. And one guy, one protester just had on his poster board, "Iron my shirt." And I thought that was
that was a radio stunt. That was Rich Shurtenlieb.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was the most hilarious thing
he
I've
was
ever
on
seen.
Kid Craddock.
So issues that matter.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should just skip that too. If I feel like I'm going to get more
death stares. Let's do it, Bodie. Let's do it.
Do it? All right. All right, issues that matter. The first issue up for debate is Captain Hook versus Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, we just want the kids, you know, there's a lot of things out there that kids can't make up their mind on, and we want to help them by talking about things that really matter.
Right, and we debate them. We see who has a better argument.
Yeah. No. Let's just be honest with our audience. This is not about helping these kids. This is about you guys having another opportunity to make us look bad by
We gave you the opportunity.
Mike Shelton, don't you even sit over there.
We gave you the opportunity.
She's on the warpath.
Coat's coming off. She just took the coat off.
She's rolled up her sleeves.
No, we're trying to help people know what really matters. And so we're trying to get down to the root of the core issues.
That is the heart. That is the heart.
You're lying. Bodie, say that with integrity.
No, Sarah Best on the warpath.
This is awesome.
She's mad as she's not taking it anymore.
She's got fire coming out of her eyes. Her tears are made of acid.
Okay, sorry.
All I have to say to you is God hears you.
God sees my heart. He knows what is behind all of it.
He knows you're lying through your big, huge teeth.
And as Jeremiah 17 says, your heart especially, Bodie, is desperately wicked. All right.
Well, there you go.
Hey, I'm going to put this podcast to video.
Playing Mine's with fine.
All right, here we go. Captain Hook versus Captain Jack Sparrow. Sarah Beth, take the side of Captain Hook. And Bronn is taking the side of Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's a better Disney movie. Hook was a good Disney movie, right?
Okay, Captain Jack Sparrow was obviously better. Three quality hours of fine film. Three long hours. And Johnny Depp was a little bit, I mean, he grabs your attention the whole movie, and he acts like he's a little on the sauce the whole time. But other than that, it was great.
Sarah Beth, say something about the hook.
Peter Pan was...
I'll take that hook, and I will break it off is what I'll do, because Jack Sparrow...
Gouging eyes with the hook. Defend him!
Hold on. Pause the debate here. Pause the music. Pause the whole debate. I want to say something. Sarah Beth, your intro there was quite possibly...
The worst
opening statement in a debate.
It was bad.
That Hook was a better Disney movie than Pirates of the Caribbean, which is also a...
Hey,
I'm making a statement. I'm not making
a
judgment
saying.
Call. This is just an observation.
I lost.
Have a chance now to redeem yourself. Bodhi's giving you...
You're helping
the
you
hook
out?
Is a Gouging really good
eye?
Thing
you're
to go with
her up.
Because Captain Jack Sparrow doesn't have a hook. So use that as your launch point. Let's start it over. Give him some music. Say about what do you think, Captain Hook?
My white flag is up.
Oh, okay, wow. But then if she brought the hook up, I'd bring out that little eye that was in Jack Sparrow's hand, and it would take that hook and wink at it and then break it.
that was really gross.
Oh, I got to give that one to Bronn.
I'm going to have to give it to Bronn also. Next issue up for debate, this is guy versus guy. So, see, here's the heart of the matter. I just want to get down.
That's weird. I thought that was, it's not supposed to be guys versus girls?
No, it's not, Sarah Beth. That's why you guys just ripped at me, and I even have it right here.
Stop.
It's time.
We don't have that written down.
We're trying to get down.
I said there were some opportunities for you to get back. All right, here we go. Subway versus Quiznos. Mike taking Subway versus Quiznos taking David.
This is so easy.
How
much money are you going to spend when you go to Quiznos? It is so expensive there, and the bread is like twice as thick as the bread at Subway. Also,
more.
I'm sorry?
Sorry. I was thinking more for your money, I guess.
Yeah, way more for your money. I can take both my kids there. We can spend way less than we would at Quiznos, and it tastes better too.
Oh, Mike, that is a good argument if you care about like $1.19. But if you care about flavor, taste, maybe warm, melty goodness, then you're going to care about Quiznos. Every sub is toasted. I don't.
What
think
if I don't want it toasted?
See, I didn't interrupt your argument, but you're interrupting mine. I didn't think that Subway had a honey mustard chicken sandwich. Last time I checked, they tried to heat up their sandwiches, but they just stuck them in a microwave and tasted like rubber.
Oh, they have an oven.
So Quiznos equals hot sandwich goodness. Fresh baked cookies, Subway equals poop in your hand and try to eat it.
Wow.
Can I make a rebuttal?
Yeah, rebut.
Okay. The Quiznos commercial that was like rebut. 2 years ago that had the singing rats.
Those
disgusting.
Were sock puppets. Sock puppets.
Their sales went way down after those because they were so gross.
Well, and I prefer Subway's commercials with the fat guy that has all his extra skin left over now that he's skinny and he's using some sort of personal trainer.
Oh, my goodness.
The myth is that he just eats Subway sandwiches and naturally gets skinnier. Jared, you are a fake, and I'm calling you out right now, you extra skin sagging, hanging
wait, man.
Wait,
David.
Wow.
David.
That's
so David,
fun.
Sit down. You're on edge.
That one goes to Mike.
Brody, that is pitiful.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I think you just hurt a guy's soul, basically. Yeah.
You personally like Jared listens to our podcast.
He does. He's one of the 160 listeners.
Well, David, if you're going to say something like that about Jared, you need to say it to his face.
Hey, Bodie, if it's just your personal preference, you can't.
No, hey, here, my personal preference, I love Quiznos.
David,
I hate
you,
that it's $1.19 more.
David, could you whip Jared?
But I thought your argument was horrible. You went below the belt. Below Jared's belt.
He attacked the sock puppets, called them rats. What about
Dude,
those guys?
They are disgusting.
What about the guys at Quiznos Sub?
They are so gross.
All right, here we go.
Jared's gross.
Next topic up for debate. Tony,
you know something? You're gross.
Tony Romo versus Baby Jesus. I'm just kidding. Tony Romo versus you guys gave
debate.
You guys gave me the
yeah,
worst.
That can't be right.
Give me the worst look. Okay, adult Jesus. No, Tony Romo versus Troy Aikman. Mel versus Braun. Mel taking Tony Romo, of course.
Go ahead, Mel.
This is dumb.
I can't.
Dumb isn't
good? No, you can because you have a serious crush on him. Let's be honest.
But that doesn't have anything to do with him as a player. Troy Aikman, I got to be honest, I like Troy as a player better.
Okay, I agree with Mel then, so I win.
Okay, see, that went downhill because you're supposed to, no matter what,
no.
You're supposed to argue it with
but
passion.
See, but I, as a passionate person, only argue what I believe in. I don't necessarily yet believe that Tony is a better player than Troy. Sorry.
Play the game. Just say he's hot or something.
That's
ow.
Weird.
Ow.
Can't do that.
All right, here we go.
Oh, you can.
Moving on. Dottie versus Optimus Prime.
Whoa.
Sarah Beth on the side of Dottie and David on the side of Optimus Prime.
Who is that?
Dottie versus Optimus Prime. Transformers.
Optimus Prime is the leader of
the Transformers.
Go ahead, Sarah Beth. I'll let you go first.
How would Dottie win that?
Well, I don't know who the other person is or the other little... It's a Transformer?
It's at the Dollar Theater. You can go see it.
Right. Yes, Optimus Prime. I'll go ahead and go first. He's the fictitious commander of the main and the main protagonist group in the Transformers.
What?
He's an Autobot.
Autobot.
And he comes down from outer space. He's an alien robot, basically. He can transform into the shape of a truck and then transform into a robot and kill anybody that gets in his path, especially bad guys, because he's got a good heart.
So you're saying,
that's cool.
You're saying Dottie's a bad guy?
No,
so why
Dottie
is,
wouldn't be a better good
better
guy
than
Optimus Prime is.
I don't know if you guys understand the point of this game, I guess.
Optimus Prime is a character in the Transformers universe. He is the commander of the Autobots, a faction of the heroic robots on the planet Cybertron, who waged their battles to destroy the evil forces.
Wait a minute, read that in Tom Cruise voice.
How many Decepticons has Dottie destroyed?
None, but she's stolen a lot of
she's
hearts for her love.
Okay, Dottie makes cookies. She bakes cookies.
No,
and
she doesn't. She doesn't do anything in the kitchen.
Then I'm just trying
she
to help out.
She doesn't.
Dottie,
she gets
Dottie,
great takeout.
Dottie can pop and lock like no other.
The immense
she is a grandma.
You
and grandmas
okay.
are way better than
how
she
do we know that Optimus Prime does not have grandkids? The immensely kind and compassionate
he's
Optimus
a
Prime.
An
he
Autobot.
Puts his. Listen to
you're
this.
You're reading something you, off you, a computer. Be
Optimus,
original and come up with it from
Optimus
your
Prime
mind.
Is kind and compassionate, and he uses his abilities to improve the world around him. He's dedicated to the protection of all life, even the inhabitants of Earth.
You're just reading that from the screen.
I was being original with Dottie, and you just kept shooting me down.
I was just confused.
Odie, you're really uptight.
Listen, Optimus Prime battles his foes with an unyielding resolve to uphold
okay,
his belief.
Okay, but he did not take part in Sarah
Beth. Is he a compassionate, sweet woman
without a
that wears a lot of bracelets?
All right.
In power and intelligence, Optimus Prime has no equal.
This has been the longest episode ever. Watermark Student Ministries podcast. So we're going to skip Dear Watermark Student Ministries. We're going to skip listener email, which wasn't a problem because we don't get any listener email. We'll get back to the Dear Watermark Student Ministries next week. Let's see what's coming up in Day Crew and Shoreline. David, Day Crew. I mean, Wake.
Well, coming up in Wake, Bodie. Thanks for calling it the wrong name. Coming up in Wake, we've got Scoop Stewart speaking again. We've also got the video footage from the Pine Cove Retreat this weekend, which should make a pretty awesome video coming up. And I think you've got another video you'll be showing at Wake, which should be really fun. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to start a new series called This Changes Everything. That's it,
I
buddy.
Like it.
Also, in 2 weeks, we'll be introducing details about 2007's Progressive Riot.
Yeah. Hey, well, my parents will be here this weekend, so if you want to meet my parents, come to Wake.
All right.
Ooh. Driving that Penske truck.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Shelton, what's going on?
Hey, coming up in high school, we've got the draw Saturday, November 3rd. Don't want to miss that. High schoolers, invite all your friends. Find a cowboy hat, find some jeans, some boots, all that good stuff. Make sure you're at that. This coming Sunday,
Jeff
Capps will
be back. Oh, and Mike, about
the
draw, it's different this year than last year. You have to sign up in advance. You got to fill out a registration form, pay $20. That's different than ever before.
Make sure you do that.
It's on watermarkstudents.com.
But if they invite somebody last minute, they can do that at the door, I mean, with us, but it's going to have to be, we hope that's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also, Optimus Prime yields an energy axe. Oh my gosh.
Okay, cool.
That's so weird.
He does, though. Anything else?
Yeah, ski trip. Make sure you get your money in for that. That's it.
November 7th. And this weekend, we're finishing up at Shoreline, the end of our Nearsighted series. And I'll be bringing the word this weekend.
All right. Hey, just so you know, we didn't get any listener email. If you'd like to email us, please send your emails to
watermarkstudents@gmail.com.
Great. We'd love to hear anything you have to say about us. So this was episode 29 of Watermark Student Ministries podcast. This is Bodie out.
Mikey Mike out.
Bronny B. Gandhi.
Mel out.
Baskey out.
Pinyol out. Yeah.